This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A group of U.S. Republican lawmakers and President Donald Trump supporters say they will join an effort this week to try to overturn the November presidential election. More than 100 House of Representatives members and a dozen senators say they will try to block the certification of the Electoral College showing that Democrat Joe Biden beat President Trump. Both chambers of Congress would need to uphold the challenges to Biden's victory for the election outcome to be upended. But Democrats narrowly control the House and are certain to certify President-elect Biden's win. For weeks, President Trump has made baseless claims that he was defrauded of election to a second four-year term. Over the weekend, he tweeted a video calling for his supporters to mass in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday to protest the Electoral College certification. The president has lost dozens of court challenges to the outcome of the election, including twice at the Supreme Court. India has granted emergency approval of two vaccines to fight COVID-19. The two vaccines are the British-developed AstraZeneca vaccine that is being produced in India and another developed by an Indian pharmaceutical company, Bharat Biotech. In a brief statement, the Drugs Controller General of India said both manufacturers had submitted data showing their vaccines were safe to use. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says new lockdowns could be issued across the country as cases of the coronavirus surge, particularly with a new variant spreading. The UK has seen upwards of 50,000 new cases daily as health experts note that the variant is up to 70% more contagious. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. has about one-fourth of the coronavirus infections globally, leading the world with more than 20.4 million cases and 350,000 deaths. India is second with about half as many confirmed cases and deaths. That's according to the Johns Hopkins University, which is tracking the global outbreak. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Saturday said the U.S. had administered more than 4.2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines nationwide and distributed more than 13 million. In Russia, Health Minister Mikhail Murashko said that more than 800,000 people had received the domestically produced Sputnik vaccine. The health minister said that 1.5 million doses had been distributed throughout the country of 147 million. The Kremlin is pinning its hopes on mass vaccinations, not nationwide restrictions, to stop the spread of the virus and save its struggling economy from the hit of another lockdown. Officials in Brazil, which is home to the third highest number of cases globally, recently told the Associated Press the country was at least 3 weeks away from launching any formal immunization campaign. European leaders on Saturday offered to help any drug companies expand vaccine production and improve distribution bottlenecks. U.S. officials on Sunday defended the stumbling campaign to vaccinate millions of Americans against the coronavirus, saying they expected much more to be done in the coming weeks. Top U.S. scientist Anthony Fauci told ABC News that the glitches were understandable in such a massive vaccination program and that he's hopeful because 500,000 people are now being inoculated a day, a far better number than when the program started last month. The 4.2 million Americans who have received initial doses of the two-dose vaccines is far below official predictions of 20 million by the new year. 100 people were killed on Saturday in attacks on two villages in western Niger. Prime Minister Brigi Raffani made the announcement following one of the deadliest days in recent memory for the country ravaged by Islamist violence. Raffani announced the death toll in remarks broadcast on national television on Sunday from a visit to the zone near the border with Mali. He did not say who was responsible for the attacks. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said gunmen kidnapped and killed 11 coal mine workers. The attacks overnight Sunday took place in the town of Mach in Balochistan province. That's 50 kilometers southeast of Quetta. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.